Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Gretchen Pisano is here, too. Gretchen is the president of Sounding Board, Inc., LLC. She's a professional certified coach, and she's an instructor for business learning for the Business Learning Institute and the co-founder and CEO of P.Link. Coaching Center for Excellence, and she's our new friend, Gretchen Pisano. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's nice to be here today. Now, great way to start my day.
Is your eye a strong eye or a soft eye?
It is soft, so it's Pisano.
Pisano. Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you're here to talk about leadership and about coaching. We need to combine those two. I know that's what you do. As you may have heard me say before you got here, I'm trying to help small business owners realize that at least 10-20% of their time needs to be budgeted, scheduled, devoted to, intentional to get you out of the trenches and get into a rocket ship or a helicopter or a satellite, I don't care what, and get above the fray and be the CEO of your company. And that takes doing some of the things you talk about, doesn't it?
It sure does. And I think even the way in which you introduced me speaks to that, because Sounding Board, Inc., I was the quote-unquote president of that, really the small business owner, because I was a solopreneur for a good 15, 16 years. And then when I co-founded the P.Link Coaching Center for Excellence, became a CEO and really made that shift from running a ship of one to working, leading, managing a team, as well as expanding the business. And it was a tremendous business shift as well as a mindset.
You had to learn how to delegate, didn't you?
I had to learn how to delegate, yeah. I had to understand how to do that. It's not as simple as just giving the task away. It's really understanding who is on the receiving end of that task and why they should be doing it and why it's okay for you to not be doing it.
So we got folks listening to you right now saying, okay, Gretchen, I'm ready to go. I'm tired of hearing Blasingame yell at me about this. I'm ready to do something about it. Where do I start?
Well, there's lots of different entry points. The first thing is we always say begin within. So at P.Link, just to kind of give a little context, P.Link stands for Positivity Link, because everything we're doing is forward thinking and strength based. Rather than thinking about what's wrong, we say what's going well about my business and how can I leverage that more. So if you're a small business owner and you're thinking you want to make the shift from being mired in the day-to-day to kind of level up your leadership and get over top of it, the first thing is a mindset shift that says that in order to move to the next level, I have to let go of the very things that made me great at this level, which means delegating, which means not mm-hmm. being mired down in the task and stepping up into thinking about what is the outcomes that matter most. And who do I need to put on those?
One of the ways I say that in terms of the way an owner, a manager might think of it, is I need to fire myself from jobs that I no longer have to do and that I can promote somebody else to doing, and then promote myself to jobs that nobody else can do.
Yes, exactly. And I think if you're going to get really pragmatic about it, I would tell a small business owner to literally sit down with a piece of paper and look over your calendar for the last week and write down, you can even use sticky so you can move them around, but write down all the different things you've been focused on. You can mm-hmm. look at subject lines in your email, or you could look at your calendar, and then sort those into those three columns. What are the things that only I can do? What are the things that I'm doing because I think I should, that maybe I could just quit doing altogether and it wouldn't actually matter?
Right. What if nobody did this anymore?
Yeah, exactly. What if nobody did this?
Some things can be, you can get rid of some things, and I'm going to say this, you might not agree with me, and I hope I don't get too much trouble here.
Let's go.
I think ladies have a bigger problem with that than guys.
That's interesting.
I think ladies need to should have a little more trouble stopping managing something, getting, you know, just letting it go, if you see what I mean.
So, I think my experience in the field wouldn't necessarily prove that out. I think men who are exceptionally good at what they do or who have built a business from the ground up are pretty comfortable doing it all. I think there are certainly some contexts, Jim, where...
No, I'm not talking about doing it all. I'm talking about getting rid of something that we don't have to manage anymore. Cutting it, something loose, killing something, letting it go away. Anyway, get back on task.
Yep. Okay. So I think that if you can just kind of, the first thing, right, is to look at, be honest with yourself and say, what are the things that I'm holding on to? We forget to look. You know, we get busy with the day, and we forget to really pay attention to what we're actually doing. And then once you identify that middle column, those things that absolutely have to be done but don't have to be you, then you want to step back and take a look at your team and really think about what their skills and strengths are.
Mm-hmm.
There are tools that you can use.
Can I stop
that.
You one right here?
Mm-hmm.
When you come to that list that you've now decided you still have to do, look at it again.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you look at it 10 more times, and if you keep looking at it, you'll find something in there that you thought you had to do, but you really don't have to do.
I think that's true, and we often tell people start with baby steps, go where it's easy first.
Thank you.
Sometimes we think we have to give this away, but we might be really attached to it.
The baby steps. If I could tell anybody one thing, I'd say just do baby steps.
Yep.
I mean, literally, this is what we're talking about here. I know you probably have time frames when you work with folks, but this is something, it would be okay with me if somebody said, I'm going to get better at this over the next 2 years.
Yep, yeah, at the delegation piece. Yeah, and it could be that you decide something's really important to you and you're what we call two in a box. So you invite somebody in to collaborate with you, and you do it together for a little while as you kind of gradually build your confidence in them and let go of something that's maybe really important to you, maybe a customer you've had a long relationship with, and it's kind of gotten to the point where you're the only person the customer will meet with. Well, you're not going to take that customer and just give them to one of your junior people.
Right.
But you have no bench if you don't start helping that customer foster the relationship.
Okay, Gretchen, I need your website, please.
Oh, sorry. PLINKCoachingCenter.com.
Spell it.
PLINK, PLINK.
All right.
CoachingCenter.com.
Okay, stand by. Quick break, folks. Stand by 20 after. I'll be right back.
Remember my life.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.